When you've been on the same path in your career for many years, it is so easy to think that what you've done in your career is all you can do. And when you're unhappy in that path, that makes you feel frustrated because you know that you don't want to do this job, but you're not sure what other skills you have to do something different. Well, in this episode, you're going to hear what it sounds like to be able to identify your transferable skills, make a pivot into a completely new role in industry without having to get extra education and without taking a pay cut. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So inside my Career Clarity and Job Search Coaching Program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, I particularly help women clarify what their next career move is going to be, right? So a lot of my clients are women who have been working for 10 plus years and they have been unhappy in their careers for, I would say, 5 or more of those years, but they feel stuck because they have no idea what else they could do, what their transferable skills are, how they can pivot without starting over or taking a pay cut, how they can even job search to land a job. And so inside FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career, I help women really pause and clarify who they are so that they can figure out what kind of work they enjoy and then support them to not only land the job, but be successful in a new job. So in this episode of the podcast, I am talking with a former client of mine from FYFC, Katrina, who was in her career for 19 years, but I remember her on her initial clarity call with me telling me she had been unhappy for 15 years before finally getting some support. So in this conversation, you're going to hear her talk about her life and her career before FYFC, why she chose to enroll in the program, what was helpful for her in the program, and how she was able to land a job while increasing her salary, even though one of her fears was that she would have to take a pay cut. I hope you find this conversation helpful. And then after you listen, make sure you go ahead and book your free career clarity call with me at hercareerdoctor.com so that we can talk about how I can support you to get similar results in leaving a miserable, draining job and landing a higher paying, more fulfilling job that you can thrive in. Let's get into the conversation. Let's start with before the program. If you can think back and remember your life and your career before FYFC, how would you describe what was going on for you?
I had gone through a lot of transitions in that company, and I was at the point where there was just no, I didn't see another path where I was, and they weren't offering me any kind of like, well, maybe this or maybe that. There was no coaching to kind of help me through it. It was just, I felt out of place. Something that I had been at for 19 years, and it was just, okay. And I had been kind of playing around with looking, but I was looking at the same stuff, you know, the same thing I had been doing. I was looking for the same thing, and I knew that's not what I wanted to do, but that's the experience I had. So what am I going to do? Everything they're offering me is based on what my resume says. But that wasn't it. And trying to transition into something new was kind of like, well, let's try this. This sounds good. And then I came across, I was looking for, I guess, a career coach. I can't remember exactly what I was looking for, but I saw an article and your company was in the article. I was like, let me go see what she's talking about. Watched a couple of your videos and you were a little spicy with it. I was like, okay, I need to talk to this woman because she is going to tell me the truth. And that's what I needed. I needed somebody to say, okay, let's get real for a second about what you're doing, where you're trying to go. Do you really want to go that way? So through FYFC, it was like, what do I really enjoy doing? If you got to work, you got to do this. And some of it was, I was looking at what have I done in the past that I liked, enjoyed, that kept me interested and engaged. Yeah. And I was able to get that on paper and then start my search from there.
Mm. You know, one thing I heard you say earlier was that you had been with your company for 19 years. And I know that sometimes for women, when they've been in one space for that long, there's this sort of fear of being maybe disloyal. And so I'm just wondering, what came up for you in thinking about leaving a place that you had been at for so long?
I had changed. My boss had been promoted. So I got a new boss in, but I had kind of always felt that my previous boss didn't really gel. We never really gelled. So I was like, oh, I'm glad he's moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And then my new boss was like, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move you over here and we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Which is great. Let's try that. But his boss, who was my old boss, was like, no. So it was like he was putting roadblocks up. So I'm just trying to. And my boss at that time was trying to figure out, okay, what can we do? And I think at some point I gave up. Just let me sit and vegetate in this corner over here until I can figure something else out.
Wow.
Seriously.
How long were you in that state of, let me just sit until I can figure something out? How long would you say you were in that space?
I'm trying to think, because if I remember right, when COVID hit, they sent us home. They put me on furlough. I was one of like two people who got put on furlough of our department. And that was when my old boss was in place. So he like didn't see any value in what I was doing. And it was then that I was like, this is not sustainable. But that was still 3 years that I was trying to figure out something else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 years before you actually joined the program, 3 years of, it sounds like, dealing with this boss who, he was putting blocks when he was your direct boss, but even when he moved away, he was still blocking your progress, sort of putting a cap on your experience in the company.
Yes.
That must have been incredibly frustrating.
Because I was trying to think to myself, what did I do to this man? Anybody. But I never asked him, and it was just kind of like, okay, whatever. You know, I got to the point where it was just like,
I'll just deal with
it. You got my paycheck. Let me go sit in the corner.
Yeah. And so, okay, so 3 years of sitting in that state of gather my paycheck, let me just coast, whatever, it's whatever. What was life like in those 3 years for you?
Exhausting.
Exhausting.
Because you go into work in the morning and you're trying to make yourself productive, just because, you know, by nature, you don't want to go and spend 8-9 hours somewhere and not be accomplishing something. Mm-hmm. Right. So as I'm trying to make things happen, you know, because like I said, my boss had given up. So, and he knew how frustrated I was about everything that was happening. So he was like, let us sit over there. So I'm like trying to like make a job for myself, like deliver things so I could like justify my existence.
Right. As opposed
to saying, these are the things we need from you. So it's just, it's very tiring, very frustrating. And you know, at the end of the day, you're tired. Like you have to actually work really hard all day.
Yeah.
And most of it was just trying to find things, you know?
And I think I often, sorry, say that again.
Not great.
Not great. I can imagine. And you know, I often tell people that of, when you're in a space that's toxic or doing work that isn't engaging, that's like, it's, you're spending all your energy just trying to survive.
Yes.
So even if you're not working, you're still expending energy trying to survive. So by the time you get home, you're just like, I just need to lay on this couch because I ain't got it.
I have nothing left.
You're like,
why are you so tired? I don't know.
it's because your work drained you. Wow. Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Okay. So then you said you found me some spicy videos and you were like, I need someone to tell me the truth. So you joined the program. What made you, so you had seen the videos and you know, we usually have that call. So I'm curious, the call before you joined, did you already know before that call that you were going to do the program, or was there something specific that made you think, yes, this program is going to help me?
I had reviewed all the information that you had on there and I was like, okay. And then the videos that I had watched, I was like, she knows what's in my brain. Like, I felt like you got it, even though I wasn't able to really articulate everything. But what I had seen of you, I kind of made up in my mind, okay, if it's not an exorbitant amount of money, I'm going to do this. Because at this point, what do I have to lose? Something's got to shift. Something's got to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So something's got to change. So you chose to join the program. So think back through your time in the program. I'm curious, what either activities, coaching sessions, what were the things that helped you while you were in the program?
As I look back, the meetings with those other ladies and hearing their stories and that feeling that it wasn't just you who got it. You know, other people were experiencing the same thing, whether it was, you know, imposter syndrome or, you know, feeling like you're putting forth all this effort and not getting anything back for it. Or, you know, I met somebody who had the same experiences as I did. And I got a little piece out of each one of those ladies of, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was when you work in an industry where you are so often the only woman in the room, the only Black woman in the room, the only Black person in the building. When you're in a meeting with other people and they're not all Black or they're not all, you know, they're all female, but when you see them looking back at you and they're sharing your story, this just priceless.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. I think the way you just articulated it was so beautiful. And what's going through my mind is I have so many women who, when they look at the program, they always say to me, can I do one-on-one coaching? Do you have a one-on-one option? And I'm usually like, it's a group for a reason. Yeah. And I think sometimes it's hard when they hear me, they might think, oh, it's, you know, it's my program, so I'm pushing group. But to hear you say, you know, you're hearing them tell your story back at you. That is so powerful.
That to me, you know, the exercises are great because it makes you think about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But being heard, being seen, and that's something that we don't get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest bang for me.
Oh, I love that. Wow. Thanks for sharing. And especially, I think a part you mentioned that's important to highlight is that in your work, you're already in a space where you're usually alone, right? The only woman, the only Black woman, the only Black person. And so coming into a space where you don't feel that isolation, it sounds like that was powerful and just healing for you.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And I didn't feel like I was just in a room of women complaining. You know, it was like, we are saying this for a purpose. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
Your experience is valid. You're not the only one going through this. And this is how we're going to get through it, get past it. This is what we work on to not, I don't know if I should say not need their validation, but I guess get that validation inside yourself.
Yeah.
And understand yourself better by seeing it reflected in other people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So now I'm curious, any other, if we think of all the work we did, was there any aha moment or insights that you gained from coming through the program?
Maybe that I probably shouldn't have gone into engineering. that's probably not fair because it was a building block to what I actually do enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to call it, a personality, where we had to answer all those different questions about our interests and
the interest clarity assessment.
These are the kind of careers that kind of line up with, and it was like, oh, you know, was like, oh, okay, that sounds actually kind of cool. Maybe 10 years ago I had known that. So, you know, and your assertion that, you know, just because you're transitioning into something new doesn't mean you have to go back to school, because that's, you know, that's always what I was thinking. Like, God, I can't do anything different because mm-hmm. I don't have time to go back to school again.
Mm-hmm.
Get something else. So that was critical too, mm-hmm. to know that options were there, that maybe you don't really need another degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because another degree is time and money.
Yes.
Spent with no real guarantee in spending that time and that money. And so, yeah, I used to tell y'all, like, a degree is plan Z. It's the last. Yes. Like, we're not doing that.
You have plenty of skills. You can remold and make it into what you need.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. So I know that towards the end of the program, you did end up going into a role. And one thing I'm curious, you just touched on it. Sometimes women are afraid to transition because they're like, I have to start from the beginning. I'm going to have to take a pay cut. I don't want to go to college or get another degree or certificate. And so as you think about stepping into that role, how did you maybe navigate through some of those fears and thoughts of starting over, cutting your pay, whatever it may be?
Well, when I was, you know, prior to joining the program, mm-hmm. I had done and gotten a certification already, just based on a previous boss and, you know, his suggestion. So I'd gone and gotten another certification, but that still wasn't getting me where I needed to be,
mm-hmm.
basically. So when I started looking around, it was kind of like, first it was, how much of a pay cut can I stand
mm-hmm.
and still be able to maintain what I have?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, though, this company that offered me this position gave me more money. So, and on the surface of it, it met the things that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were a couple of things in it that were just kind of like, maybe not. But in the grand scheme of it, it's like, mm-hmm. yep, that lines up with, you know, my PLM experience and the stuff that I really enjoyed doing and the configuration, all of the stuff was in there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for it to be pay increase and say 85% aligned to what I was looking for, I was like, mm-hmm. worth it. Mm-hmm. Now you still had that newness that you had to get over of.
Yep.
Leaving this company that I've been with for 19 years and all these people and the contacts and the connections mm-hmm. that I had made.
Mm-hmm.
Moving into a space where I knew nobody.
Yeah.
Knew nothing about their business.
Mm-hmm.
So literally going into something that I know nothing about.
Wow.
With the exception of the skills that were transferable.
Mm-hmm.
But just being the new kid on the block was challenging.
I can imagine. Especially after almost 20 years in one place where you've gotten comfortable, people know you, you know people, you know how to avoid things. So that idea of starting, like being the new kid on the block.
Yes. Almost. Yes. That mm-hmm. to me was probably harder than anything, you know, before getting into it and all the delays and everything
mm-hmm.
with the project. But mm-hmm. that walking into the door and knowing that and nobody knew me.
Mm-hmm.
So in my old company, when I walked in, it was like, okay, Katrina's coming in. She's standing on business.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this is what she's coming for. We know this is what we're going to do. We know she's going to be fair, but we know we got to get it done.
Yeah.
And I knew who to call to get certain information and who knew who and, you know, those kinds of things. So mm-hmm. having to learn all of that, and who do I talk to about this way? Who can I trust?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially as a Black woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like figuring out who's really on your side, who's not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. But I don't think that's avoidable, whether it had been 19 years or whether it had been 2 years. I think that's just a part of the transition.
Mm. Right. It's part of being the new person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something I heard you say when you were talking about taking this job was, you know, it was the increase, the things were aligned, and it's like it was 85% aligned with the things that you enjoy. I think that phrase is what kind of stood out to me, the things that you enjoy. And I'm curious how you were able to clearly articulate, okay, these are things that I enjoy and I can see it in the job.
It was my previous experience as PLM, you know, as a PLM person, I was able to sit with these people and say, okay, these are the things that I have done. And when they were saying to me, this is what's required, I was like, well, I don't know that. And I don't know that, but I know this, 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 and this. And through conversations with them, more than through the job description itself, through listening to them talk about what their expectations were of the position, I was able to say, yep, I know that because of this situation, and this is what I did then. I know that because of this, 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 and this. And I was able to really make those connections based on my experience to what they were saying their real expectations were.
Yeah. Wow. That's so important because, and this is similar to what I was saying earlier, a lot of times when you've been in one space for so long, you think that what you're doing doesn't match with anything else, so you have to start over. And so I'm hearing you say, well, when you actually sat down and looked at the description and thought about your experiences, you're like, wait, even though this looks different on the surface, the things I've learned, the skills I've gained over the past is actually what's going to help me transition into this role and be successful.
Yes. Because my experience is even with a completely different software system, but because of the base of the experience that had nothing to do necessarily with the software, the skill set matched with what they needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. The transferable skills.
Ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. So one last question. For the woman who's listening to this and she's on the fence thinking about joining the program or not, what would you say to her?
Just do it. The value that you're going to get from joining this program is so high. The things that I learned about myself, things I learned about how to look at my career history and be able to say, okay, yes, these are my skills. Being able to see clearly, not just the expectations that people have put on me, but to be able to see clearly, these are the skills that I have learned that I can now take with me to this next position. So the value in that of getting clarity around who I am as an employee, you know, as a worker, as opposed to the views that other people have imposed on me about who I am. That's huge for me, what I got out of it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing that, because I think that speaks to one thing I like to emphasize is you're not just getting clarity for now, it's for the rest of your career. And I'm hearing you say, now I can see myself, my career identity, and be confident in my career identity, not what other people have put on me. And that's going to help you throughout your career.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much for your time. As usual, it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode all the way to the end. I hope you enjoyed just hearing Katrina's story, hearing the possibility of what your career can look like and how you can leave a miserable, toxic environment where you're being belittled, being looked over, you're not growing, and you're not seeing any advancement, or you don't feel like you're doing meaningful work. You don't feel purposeful. It is definitely possible for you to make a transition into something completely different, regardless of how long you have been in your career. You have a lot more transferable skills than you think you do. You just need help identifying those transferable skills and talking about them in a way that makes sense for a hiring manager to see you in the new role so you land a job. And that is exactly what I can help you do inside my Career Clarity and Job Search program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. The first step to joining us inside FYFC is having a free Career Clarity call with me. That call is really important because it gives both of us an opportunity to ensure that this really is the next step that you want to take in your career, that I'm the best person to support you, and that I believe that the program can help you get the results you want in your career. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about FYFC and book your free Career Clarity call with me. When you click the button to book your call, you'll see a form that you fill out where you tell me a bit about your career, what's been going on, what your goals are. And then once you complete that form, a calendar will pop up where you can schedule your free 1 hour video call with me. On the call, we're going to have a conversation about what's happening in your career, what your goals are, what you've tried. And then based on everything you tell me about your career story, I will share with you the specific ways the program will help you hit your career goals. If I don't believe the program can help you, I'll also let you know. Either way, at the end of the conversation, you get to make a decision about your next step in working together inside FYFC to hit your career goals. So again, that URL is findyourfulfillingcareer.com, and that URL will also be in the episode description below. I can't wait to have a conversation with you about how we can work together to help you hit your career goals.